right now. Today is the day that you choose to change the rest of your life. It is time to turn your setback into the greatest comeback story ever told. And nobody is more capable than you.
Yeah, Friday!
This is the Ranting Weight Watcher Podcast, the future number one weight loss podcast in the world. I am your host, Donato Russo. I hope you enjoy the show today. If this is your first time here and you enjoy the show, please subscribe and spread the word of the Ranting Weight Watcher Podcast wherever you are and to whomever will listen. If you'd like to connect on social media or wherever else, check out my Linktree page, linktree.com/ The Ranting Weight Watcher. Let's connect today. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 182 of the Ranting Weight Watcher Podcast. If this is your first time here, I want to welcome you to the show. If you enjoy it, please consider subscribing. If the app you listen to this podcast on allows you to rate the show or leave feedback, please consider leaving a 4-star or 5-star rating. Please consider leaving feedback about the show. What happens when you do this is it updates the algorithm so that when somebody else using the same app you're using is looking for a weight loss related podcast, the Ranting Weight Watcher ends up just a little higher on that list. But most of all, the best thing you can do to support this podcast is to tell anyone you know in the same position we are all in, trying to become healthy and live a healthy life. If you know this podcast has helped you and you know it will help them, tell them about the show. Send them the app that you're listening with. Give them every way on how to find me. Because you know what? I could talk until I'm blue in the face. Please listen to the show. But I just sound like a salesman. When you do it, people will listen to you 10 times faster than they'll ever listen to me. I want to give a special thanks to all of the financial supporters who are supporting this show. If you are interested in becoming a financial supporter of the show, if you go to the description of this episode, you will find a Linktree link. If you click that, one of the choices on that website will be to become a financial supporter of the show, and you'd go from there. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's get into this. Journey updates. I am up this week 0.8 pounds. That is 2 gains in a row. Total loss since January 2019 is 177.6 pounds. So it's a total of a 2-pound gain over the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about this, and in light of the experiment I'm doing here, I think I have to relax the 3-gain rule that I always go by. For anyone who's new here, I always make no change whatsoever unless I watch the scale go up 3 times in a row. If the scale does not go up 3 times in a row, I make no changes. I keep everything consistent. It is a rule I have adapted over the years, and it has always worked in my favor. I have relaxed it times in the previous years where I have been conducting experiments, and I think I'm going to be doing it now because we're not doing this in the name of weight loss. We're doing this in the name of healing. And in order to see if the theory works, I have to get to the point where I am zero carb and all meat, all protein. That's going to be the only way to get there. And if the scale goes up 3 times, it goes up 3 times, and I'm not going to worry about it. I have to get to the end of this. I have to see what happens. I have to know if this will help me. What good is all of this in the end, right? If we think about this, if we really think about it, just take a second here for just close your eyes, whatever you want to do. Just think about how much work all of this really is. all of the tracking, all of the weighing and measuring, all of the moving and activity, everything involved, food prep, all of it. And think about making it to your goal, right? Or being so close you can taste it. Either one, it's fine for this analogy. And you're on the doorstep to greatness and find out you have a bunch of other problems. It becomes this whole, well, what did I do all this for? If I was already unhealthy, now you're going to tell me I'm unhealthy in a different way? It sucks. It really does. And sometimes it gets to me a little bit. And it is what it is. It's like you got to take a deep breath. What can you control? Are you controlling everything you can control? Yes. All right. Otherwise, it's got to go. None of that can bother you. If it's out of your control, you have to let go and let God. Everything that's in your control, you can control. Everything else, you have to let God take care of it. I have to get there. I have to complete this. And you know, I'm so proud of myself because right now it's April 9th as I'm making this recording. Tomorrow, April 10th, will be the 1 year anniversary of when I decided to implement the theories in Christine Hronik's book, Unlock Your Macrotype, into my life. So here it is, a year in review since implementing Christine Hronik's theories into my journey. On April 8th, 2023, it was 2 days before I implemented the theories. I weighed in at 241.6 pounds. On April 6th, 2024, 4 days before the anniversary, I weighed in at 218 pounds. This is a total weight loss of 23.6 pounds in 1 year. And all I did was change the types of foods I was eating. You know, it's so crazy to think about it. I had dropped 150 pounds. And a year had gone by, and I was going up and down the same 5 pounds. I realized this somewhere in the March time period. So March 2023, okay? And that's when I started to say, what do you tell the people every time you notice something is not right? You got to learn something you don't already know. That's what you got to do. That's how all of this works. It's not just how many points is something and change it up. It's learn something you didn't know about nutrition. I tell you guys all the time, the more you are engaged in what you're doing, the more you're going to get out of it. If you're on a plateau or what you call a plateau, if you're doing literally everything in regards to the plan you're using consistently, if you're not doing something that the plan says you should do, and if you're choosing not to do that, don't even talk to me about plateaus until you're doing that. That's first of all. I'm going to say that to you. If you're doing every aspect, if tracking, weighing and measuring, moving, if you're doing all of that consistently and you're getting no results, now you can start talking about plateau. But what do you do with that word? Do you just sit there and wait and hope to God that it all changes? Do you just put a bunch of ideas on the wall and throw darts with your blindfold on to see what you hit? Or do you pursue knowledge you don't have today in the hope you'd get an idea of something you can implement tomorrow? That's what I did. In March of 2023, I had that book sitting on a bookshelf, believe it or not. And at that point, it had sat on my bookshelf for a year. I bought it the year before that. I pre-ordered it before it was released. It was released sometime in, I want to say, March of 2022. I got it from Amazon the minute it was released. And it sat on a bookshelf for a year. While I didn't realize I was basically getting nowhere. You know, sometimes the up and down movement within 5 pounds gives you the idea of something's happening. And it's really hard to see that you're plateauing or you're maintaining or whatever you want to call it. Not being consistent, because that's obviously one of those things. And I usually notice things before that, but it took a year for me to notice, almost 10 months exactly, for me to notice I had been going up and down the same 10 pounds. And I said to myself, well, you know what? It's about time I finally opened that book. So I got to work and I read Christine's book. It gave me knowledge I didn't previously have. I knew about macronutrients. I thought it wasn't for me. I thought there's no way I could do that. That's for people who are crazy, you know, muscle builders or whatever you want to call them. But she broke it down in a way that made me understand. And I thank her for writing that book. I mean, that book was transformative in my journey because it gave me knowledge about something I was afraid of, something I didn't think I was worthy of. And when I had the knowledge, suddenly I wasn't afraid anymore. And suddenly I was up for the task. So I came up with a plan of how to implement. And it took downloading a new app and everything else so I could track this kind of information. In April 10th, 2023, implementation started. And the first week of implementation was the most eye-opening of them all. Because I purposely, in which so many people ask me for advice about, you know, using macros to guide them as to choose what to eat, right? Because that's really what macros does. Macros guides you. When you use Christine's theory, the macros will guide you on how to choose the food you eat based on what your body needs rather than what you are in the mood for. So I'm basically 1 year into that as of tomorrow. The implementation of the idea started with me tracking everything and eating everything exactly as I had been all year before that. I wanted to know. I wanted to understand, where am I at before I make a move? It is easy to make a blind move and get results, but you're robbing yourself of the lesson. And I encourage people, when they decide to do this, I encourage them to continue eating exactly as they eat and make no changes, but track in a macro app. Understand what your food is made of that you're tracking. Don't just make changes and because it looks good on the new app. Understand where you were and why you were not getting those results. And then make changes with a new mind and a new motivation. And that's what I did. The first week, I used macros. I changed nothing of what I ate. Instead, I tracked as accurately as possible. Going as crazy. People thought I was crazy for weighing an apple, for weighing a banana. Like, well, you're on Weight Watchers. That stuff is zero. No, not anymore. Now it's a certain amount of carbs, now it's a certain amount of protein, and now it's a certain amount of fat. It's no longer 0 points. It is what composes the food. carbs, fat, protein, and how many calories. Essentially, it's four numbers of information for one food item. And it revealed to me, and I've told this many times, it revealed to me just how delusional I was as to what I was eating. You see, when you don't realize you're eating this massive apple, and that apple is 40 grams of carbohydrates because of its weight, right? So this weight of this apple was like 400 something grams. And the amount of carbs that came from that apple was like 45 grams. It was basically a third of the carbohydrates needed in the entire day, according to Christine's book, in one food item. I tell this because people look at fruits and vegetables and they look at it as innocent. I'm not telling you that people are getting obese from eating fruits and vegetables. I'm telling you that once you lose 150, 160 pounds, or look, forget about that. If you don't even have 150, 160 pounds, if you lose a significant percentage of your weight, at some point, what used to work will not work anymore. And an apple being zero might be good for the first year or two, but maybe in year three, may not be good anymore. Just an idea. That's what I did a year ago. So the book wants me at 144 grams per day, and I'm eating upwards of 650 grams of carbohydrates total per day. And I thought I was low carb. So I added a bunch of food and I took away a bunch of food. In essence, I traded one for the other. That's what Christine's book does. It causes you to understand what makes the food you're eating if you implement it properly. And this doesn't mean that WW doesn't work. It just means that at some point you're going to outgrow the system. You outgrew kindergarten. Nobody handed you a Harvard diploma at the end of grade school. You had to go to the next school, middle school. And you had to finish that. Then you had to go to high school. And then you got into the university. And then you got that diploma. You didn't finish kindergarten and somebody from Harvard was like, congratulations. That's what this all is. That's the easiest way to make you understand that you shouldn't be in plans like WW your whole life. You should grow and learn and apply. I'm not telling people to leave WW. WW is a great starting point for anybody who's trying to lose weight. And if you don't do WW consistently, if you don't follow their rules consistently at a 97% accuracy, you shouldn't consider any changes until you're doing that for an elapsed amount of time. When you are following their rules consistently 97% of the time, you do the math. What's 97% of a year? Okay? You do the math. When you are tracking, weighing and measuring your food, and moving 97% of the year, and you're not getting results, then you can move on to what you think is bigger and better. But if you go with the attitude you have now to the next system, you're going to get the same crap results. Because it's the crap effort getting you the crap results, not the system. WW, Noom, Healthy, all of these things are great starting points, but they are not the end. They never will be the end. They are only the beginning. But the thing is, the difference, you didn't have much choice. You couldn't just stay in elementary school, right? You couldn't say, no, I don't want to go to middle school. I want to stay here and be the 7-foot kid in fifth grade, dominating the basketball team. Now, I mean, you know, I'm joking, but I'm serious here. You couldn't just say, no, I choose not to grow. Yet, so many of you get to the point where the option is there, the opportunity is there, it is time to grow. And instead, you go around in circles and settle for life in the fifth grade, wondering why things didn't work out. Coming to terms with, I'll never get to this weight. You know what? We're going to go to my doctor. We're going to change my goal weight. Instead of graduating and moving on to something else, to understand nutrition in a different way than you already do. That's what I want for all of you. Every single one of you listening to me, I hope that you have more knowledge in nutrition than I do at some point. But this whole year has gone forth and with one idea in mind. Feed my body what it needs rather than what I want. We're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. I now present to you the Ranting Weight Watcher Accountability Creed. If you choose this day to say this creed, you are accountable to me, the author. You are also accountable to all of those before you who have taken the creed, and all of those after you who will take the creed. But most of all, you are accountable to yourself. Now recite with me the Accountability Creed. Nothing can stand in my way because I choose to be unstoppable. My challenges crumble in my presence because I choose strength when I am weak. My insecurities have no power over my life because I choose confidence in the face of fear. I own every last one of my mistakes because I choose growth over mediocrity. The mirror and the scale are powerless because I move forward in spite of the result. Circumstances are not obstacles because I see solutions instead of problems. The demons of my past can no longer torment me because I choose to renew my mind daily. All things are possible as long as I believe, because if God is for me, who can be against me? This is the creed I declare each day. It is about what I do, not what I say. I will learn the work that needs to be done. I will never stop, even when I've won. I will work consistently, no matter the cost. I refuse to believe that all hope is lost. I will work when I want to. I will work when I don't. I will work when they are cheering. I will work when they won't. I will work when it's easy. I will work when it's hard. The atonements that I've made are made with no regard. I will work when it's cold. I will work when it's hot. Because choices have consequences, justified or not. When I think I know it all, I will start back at one, because regardless of what I think, the work is never done. And from this moment forward, when times are tough, I choose to believe that I am enough.
Hey,
and we are back. Thanks for sticking with me. Does that mean I never ate what I wanted? No. There were plenty of times where I chose to eat what I wanted. What have I told you about perfection? It's not required. It never will be required. And you're only going to continue the cycles you have been going through God knows how long. Wash, rinse, repeat. Oh, no. I'm going to do it this time. Yet you make no changes on how you do something. You do it the exact same way that caused you to quit the last time again. And you say, but this time I'll get results. This time I'll do it. And I won't quit. But all of the same events happen all over again. And you get the same kind of frustrated. And you do the same kind of quitting. Over and over and over again. And you go away for a couple of months. You gain a bunch of weight. And you say, I'm back. This is what I'm doing. Do it different this time. When it comes to the point that things slow down, open a book. What would it hurt? What have you got to lose to learn something about nutrition you don't already know? What have you got to lose? The truth is, you got nothing to lose. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Even if the book just tells you stuff you already know, there might be one sentence in there you didn't know. When you go into the nutrition area of Barnes & Noble, or you go into the nutrition area of the library, not just one book. There's not just the WW book. There's not just the keto book. There's not just a Jenny Craig book and all these other. It's not just four or five books. So many books written by so many people with so many opinions. But do you have to take their opinions as law? No. You take one idea from this guy. You take one idea from that guy. You take one idea from her and him and everyone else. And you put them all together. And you make your own way. Like Bruce Lee said, use no way as the way. Use no limitation as the limitation. In other words, do whatever it takes to get the result you're looking for. Pay attention to the most important thing that nobody cares about. The work. The work is the most important aspect. What good is paying for a membership to a program if you're going to say, well, I don't need to do this. I don't need to do that. I'm just going to do whatever I feel like I'm going to do. You literally could have done that without paying $45 a month. You could download a free tracking app and track inaccurately all you want. You don't have to pay a $50 a month membership for that. Knock yourself out. What is it about paying a membership fee? Is it your right to lose weight because you pay for a membership? Do you get a gym membership and then write an angry letter because you joined the gym 10 weeks ago and you see no results, yet you didn't go once? Sounds stupid, doesn't it? Yet, over and over and over again, I see people brand new, come into a system, they get some ideas, and they decide what they are and aren't going to do. They make their own way. When their own way is what caused them to want the subscription in the first place. Go figure that. It was their own way that caused them to want a membership, and yet they have the audacity to say, I'll do it my way. when they get here and they're paying for it. Make it make sense. Because it doesn't make sense to me. Life is too short to mess around and run around in circles. Especially when you have aspirations of becoming healthy. The problem is the majority of the population that struggles with food is addicted to it, but never would admit it and never would even attempt to get diagnosed. And I wonder in this day and age if a doctor wouldn't just say, no, no, you're not addicted. You're all right. You're all right. Who knows? But the overwhelming majority of the population, look, the number I think is like 60% right now. 60% of the American diet is processed food. 60%. Packaged in a box to last God knows how many years with 40 and 50 ingredients that you can't pronounce. And God knows what it's doing to your body, to your kidneys, to your liver, to your brain. Ingredients that will cause you to become addicted rather than satisfied. That's what 60% of the American diet is. Food, or what they call food, that has ingredients that will cause you to get addicted rather than satisfied. You will be full up to your throat and wanting more. And yet, you will never connect the fact that it's the ingredients of the food causing that to you. Essentially, it's like you're an alcoholic trying to live with alcohol. You're a drug addict trying to live with drugs. No one likes it when I say that, but it doesn't make it less true. Oh, Don, don't compare food to drugs. Don't compare food to alcoholism because you have to eat food. That doesn't mean that 60% of the food on the shelf isn't designed to make you addicted like cigarettes, like alcohol, like drugs. None of that, it becomes untrue because you don't like how I'm saying it. It exists whether you like it or not. It is my passion to make you see the world for what it is. The crap that they call food is causing you to become addicted. And you're so addicted that you constantly eat whether or not you're full. And as long as you're constantly eating, you're constantly throwing these ingredients in your body. And your liver is constantly under duress. And your kidneys are constantly under duress. Your gut is constantly in an inflamed state. Because it doesn't know what to do with these mysterious ingredients your body was never designed to consume. And it makes you happy, so that's okay. That makes it okay. While the stuff you're eating, no matter how much joy it puts on your tongue, it's causing turmoil inside your body. And years and years and years go by, and you're just living life, enjoying food. The truth really is, you can't even see yourself at the goal weight that you have. Because if you could actually see it, would the cupcakes hold much weight? If you were right on the doorstep, if you were 2 pounds away from your goal right now, and somebody put a plate of cupcakes, how much power would the plate of cupcakes have? 2 pounds away from your goal. But because you're 102 pounds away from your goal, the cupcakes have a lot more power. And you know what? As long as the cupcakes have that much power, you're always going to be 102 pounds away from your goal. Because you're trying to live with the device that's killing you. It's okay that the snake keeps biting me. I love him. It doesn't matter. It's just a little nip. Meanwhile, every time the snake bites, it's just a little more poison. Just a little more poison. Just a little more poison. Do you know, like, 98 or 99% of rat poison is rat food? Let that sink in. 98 or 99% of rat poison is rat food. The 2% or 1% is what kills the rat. So, if you wanted to make a population dependent on a system, how would you start the cycle? Get them addicted to food. Get them addicted to food that will in turn make them sick. When they become addicted, they become sick. They go to a doctor. We teach the doctor, when they come in with this sickness, you treat the symptom. You don't cure the problem. Because if you cure the problem, what's the money in that? So you treat the symptoms. You give drugs. You give empty advice. And the drugs eventually have side effects. And so on top of the food that's killing your liver, kidneys, and whatever other organs, now you add medication that's doing it too. And now your kidney, your liver, your other organs, they're really fighting for their lives. They're like, what the hell is he doing to us? And you keep going. Because the food makes you happy. It's okay. You're living life. You don't see yourself at your goal weight. You don't see yourself as ever achieving your goal weight. So you do what makes you happy. Eventually, the medication causes enough side effects that the doctor has to treat those symptoms. And how do you think he does that? You think he cures those? Nope. He gives you medication to treat the symptoms of the side effects that came from the other medication he gave you. And now your liver is fighting harder. Your kidneys are fighting harder. Your other organs, they're getting tired. I don't know if I could do this anymore. And all of a sudden, you end up in an ER. And they're saying stuff like kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure. And now you're afraid for your life. Who can help you now? Who can help you now? No one will ever connect all of the dots that caused the ER visit, even though I just spent the last, 30 minutes doing it for you. Because they don't want to believe their own actions caused their end. They want to believe nonsense like Jesus called him home early. That's what they want to believe. Not the free choice, the free will that that person chose to eat how they were eating. That didn't send them to heaven early. No, Jesus took them. Needed another angel. You know, sometimes it sucks looking at things from my perspective. when I could see the broad scheme of things and I could see all of your cycles, it's almost a blessing and a curse. It's almost more of a curse than it is a blessing. Because there's only so much I can say or so much I can do to get you to realize it. And I'm really starting to understand right now this passion that I have for getting you guys to understand this. Because in reality, it's so simple. The rules involved here are so simple. Except they are so hard to implement. Because the addictions are real. And my simple words are so simple that they are almost discounted because of it. And I'm starting to understand what those Christians that you see on the street corners, they're doing. They're telling you, Jesus is coming soon. Repent and you'll be forgiven. And you'll spend eternity in his presence. They know the simplicity of what they say. And the overwhelming majority of the population rejects it. They reject it because they've been fed a bunch of lies that tell them it's much more complex than that. The same thing is here. You have been told a bookload of lies. And people of authority who have everything to gain from you listening to them are the ones doing it. The problem is the overwhelming majority of us look at these people of authority and think that they have our best interests at heart. The only best interest they have is the thickness of their wallets. That's it. And the programming is so ingrained of all these people of authority have been saying for God knows how many years. They have been saying it my entire life. And the real sad thing on all this is, it's really starting to look like if you took everything, every point, every study, every idea that somebody of authority has presented about health, about losing weight, about being healthy, if you've taken every single one and you make this huge database of information, and then you do the exact opposite of it all, then you will be healthy. You would have the world screaming at you saying, "What are you doing, man? You're going to kill yourself. This is not healthy what you're doing." Meanwhile, they only feel that way because a bunch of other people that have authority over this world, that they were appointed having authority by other people who are all on the same team, and they made up the rules. Studies that get published that are funded by people who would benefit from those studies financially become law, become how you govern your life, how you eat. Do you understand the way you're told to eat? It truly is killing us. Just the same way as I made the analogy about the rat poison, except it's going slower. They have convinced you that all of these ailments come because of your age. And because they've been standing there in authority for so long, you just take it and run with it. if you're going to die anyway, what's the difference, right? Dead is dead. If I'm going to die one day, I would rather die doing everything the opposite of what I was told and seeing if it works out than to just listen to people and die anyway. You want to call me crazy? That's fine. I can't make you see what I'm seeing lately. I wish I could. Because your life would get a whole lot easier. All these people want from you is your money. They want you broke and penniless when you go 6 feet under the ground. That's their only goal. I'm someone who's saying everything the opposite, has nothing to gain, but will be thought to be crazy. I love each and every one of you. God bless you all.